Time now to have a chat to one of the most in-form stables in recent weeks here in Victoria, and I speak of the Amy and Ash Yagi stable. It's always great to have a chat to Amy this morning. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Michael. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Trying to juggle working from home and homeschooling, and that's your life every day with your husband, Ash, because you've got two little kids that you're trying to juggle work and also parenting as well. How's it all going?
Yeah, good. Radio interviews are sometimes a little bit difficult at this time of the morning, just trying to make them be quiet and get them off to daycare and get to the races and all that sort of stuff. But, hey, we're going well, so you don't mind doing the juggle, do you?
No, you don't. Oh, I loved the article that Mick Sharkey wrote last week that gave us a little insight into the dynamic and the relationship that you and Ash have been husband and wife working together so closely. It seems like you two get on very well, obviously, but there is a clear definition of who wears the number one saddlecloth in the stable, and that's you, you've declared.
Look, I'm the cheeky, outspoken one, and he's just the quiet one that cops all my rubbish, really. So I'm allowed to be a little bit more obnoxious, I think. But no, I've got, obviously, love my husband and have a lot of respect for him, and we work well together. So, no, we're a good team.
What do you say he was? He's always your...
I call him the Turk, because he's Turkish, obviously. But then, obviously, we call him Turkish Delight as well, just to be a bit cheeky. But I've always called him the Turk. It's just AJ and the Turk. That's what we've always been. So, he's a man.
Well, the combination is certainly working because the stable's flying at the moment. You've got a couple of nice hopes at Caulfield tomorrow. But, gee, the barrier gods haven't been kind, have they?
No, but you know what? With I'm telling you, and even Jamaican Hurry, because they sort of just get back a touch, I'd probably prefer them to draw out than in. You draw in with horses that get back and, you know, sometimes they just don't get runs, which is very frustrating. That happened to Compty at his previous start, just sort of got boxed away on the fence. So a lot of our horses tend to sort of get back and run on. It seems to be the way that their racing pattern falls. But, yeah, so it's almost, you could even kind of go, oh, yuck. But then at the same time, it's not such a bad thing with those two horses anyway.
Well, I'm telling you, I love this horse. He doesn't win often, but, gee, he always tries hard and he's running on. I suppose his racing pattern makes it difficult for him to win, but he's so honest, isn't he?
Oh, we love him, Michael. Like, he's just a gentleman. He's the nicest horse to have around. Big Mel, we call him. And he's just a beautiful, lovely guy. Like, he really is. He's definitely one of the stable favourites. And you just know when he goes out there, you know he's going to try guts out. And I've said to the owners forever, you know, with his racing pattern, he's such a big horse. He races at 603 kilos. And he's 17.2. And he's just a really big boy, and so he just can't jump and muster that first little bit. It just takes his big body just a couple more, you know, a couple more strides to get into a rhythm than what these sort of little zippy horses do. So he always ends up running like the quickest 800 of the day, but it just takes him a little while just to get that big body moving at the start, and therefore it sort of, he doesn't win often, but when he does, it's very exciting because it just takes him that bit more to wind up, and then you just know he's going to rattle home like a steam train.
Well, he hasn't won, but he's performed well at Caulfield in the past. What are you thinking tomorrow?
Well, he seems to perform well when we do this week back up to Caulfield. He always runs a really nice race. As I said, we're sort of happy that he's drawn out. He's really well. He's had a really great week in between runs. He's just kept him at the beach. He's very well for him. He's a very mild-mannered kind of fellow, and he doesn't really give, you know, he's not a lark or anything like that. But for him, he's been quite cheeky and really well this week, so he'll run his normal on his race. He always needs luck, but, you know, he'll be thereabouts. Know he's going to hit the line strong and be close in the finish.
Gee, you've got Jamaican Hurry in a rich vein of form, three on end, looking for four in a row. It's not an easy race, but he's in career best form, and he's currently third favourite. How do you see the race and where Jamaican Hurry lines up?
Well, she's been beating. It's funny, I was watching .com the other night and they weren't really tipping her anything, and she's beaten all these horses previously, so I think she's underestimated. She's in really good form. Obviously she's put three together now in a row and she's doing a fantastic job, and she might even go out for a little freshen up. We'll just see how she goes tomorrow, losing the days, see how she goes, and then she might go out for a freshen up. We might try and target something over the spring, but she's done a super job this preparation. She's jumped up so many ratings points and been really well placed. Ash has been doing all the placement with her and he's done a great job, and the whole team has just to keep her up and consistent this time in.
And with her racing pattern and the barrier, will it be a go-back swooping run tomorrow?
Yeah, more than likely. Yep. Yeah, we're not going to try and change her pattern. She's got a very, very good turn of foot, and she can sustain it for quite a good while. So we won't be, you know, right out the back losing touch, but just back with cover. And, yeah, she'll find the line strong as well.
And you need a scratching to get sickening in the race seven. Another horse is in good form as well. If it sneaks in, what chance do you give sickening? Currently about $26.
Yeah, I think he's over the odds at that. I know it's a step up in grade. You sort of look at synthetic form and you go, oh, whatever. But he's a pretty handy old horse, this, and he doesn't go a yard on soft tracks. So we've been calling out for, you know, a dry track. Just needs a nice tempo off in front, genuine tempo, which he should get. And, yeah, I think he'll run a really good honest race. But as soon as, yeah, he just doesn't go on soft ground. As soon as he gets on sand tracks, he puts his best foot forward. But he's a lovely honest horse and great group of owners, so it'd be great to see him run well as well.
If you were going to back one tomorrow, who would it be?
Oh, Heart is always with, I'm telling you, but you just do your money back in him every week. He doesn't quite often get there. Jamaican Hurry's in great form. And you know what they say about mares in form. So I'd probably stick with Jamaican Hurry.